Most residents on the north side of the slide were able to return to their homes last week, but those to the south of the slide had to wait for the green light from state geologists, who now say parts of the mountain above look stable. Sally Garten works in the Haynesboro Finance Office. She says her boyfriend joined a group who boated out to their homes over the weekend.
We were able to finally get clothing, because we haven't had any clothing since this happened. Just what we were wearing was all we had. And he was able to go back and finally retrieve his wallet.
The road is still impassable, so residents were limited to taking what they could fit on a skiff. Cleanup was a big part of the mission. There have been no utilities to the area since the December 2nd slide. Residents worried their pipes would burst, or their homes could fall prey to wildlife.
Wednesday was garbage day, the day this all happened, so we had a, you know, garbage can full of garbage, and all the food in our freezer and refrigerator that rotted from not having electricity. So our concern was taking care of the bear attractants while we still could. The bears this year have already hit our house twice, and we could just see it coming again with any kind of smell like that.
Garten says their pipes were okay, and no bears got in the trash. And along with her clothes, her boyfriend was able to bring home some of her plants. African violet starts. She says they're in the plant equivalent of intensive care after being in the cold house for so long. The couple has a place to stay through the holidays, but Garten says her previous sense of security will be hard to regain.
I guess it's really hard to identify, you know, just everything that you go through. I mean, we still have the panic attacks, you know, when he went out there. Yeah, they said we were in the green zone, but, you know, what's the chance of this happening again?
Two Beach Road residents, David Simmons and Janae Larson, remain missing and are presumed lost in the disaster. State geoscientists say the slide area and some homes around it are still considered unsafe and will likely be inaccessible for months. A barricade blocks the road on the north side of the slide, and another will block the slide area from the south. Officials say 33 families have been displaced from their homes since the beginning of the month, when landslides destroyed 9 residences. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.